So what was the inspiration for the series?
The inspiration for this series comes from a bunch of different places. Mainly it comes from my wanting to tell a story of, I'm a born-again person. I wanted to tell a story of someone really dealing with faith. I wanted to tell the story of someone dealing with their sexuality. It comes from, Ken isn't a real person, but the situations of it, there's some aspects that are very real, and I wanted to tell those stories, and I wanted to tell the story of someone really just being on their Christian journey and dealing with their sexuality and dealing with their faith and dealing with what they think is right and as what they feel they should be doing as opposed to how they're feeling inside. So I wanted to tell that story, which is a heavy load, but there's moments of comedy that I hope come across and that make it the heavy stuff not so heavy.
So what are some of your cinematic influences? What are some things that you watched as a kid, and how do you think they influenced this production?
Oh, man, I love, anything by Spike Lee. I love Scorsese. I love Fellini. I love The Bicycle Thief. With the Ken, one of my more recent admirations and things that I love is Breaking Bad. And I love the Walter White character, and I love Mad Men and the Don Draper character. And even Scandal with the Olivia Pope character, these highly flawed characters, but there's something about them that you're attracted to. There's something about them that you like. These kind of like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type characters, and that's what Ken is. He's this guy that essentially he's likable, but he's got these major issues he needs to work out within himself. And even though you want to like him, and whether you're rooting for him to, follow his passion and, come to terms with his sexuality and his desires for men, or whether you're just like, good, you need to switch up, go back to being with a woman. But that's another reason why the character is attracted to both sexes, is because I wanted to show this character. So whatever side of the fence you're on in the audience, your own personal belief, you're going to be rooting for this guy. There's a lot of things you'll hate about this guy, but there's things that you're going to really like about this guy. So, yeah, those are some of my influences. A lot of the more modern characters, I'm so attracted to these highly flawed characters, but we keep watching, keep rooting for them week by week.
How do you want this story to affect people? How do you want people to kind of look back on it?
Well, I want people to do two things. I want people to keep watching. I want people to be entertained. I want people to understand what it's like to be, over 25 and still dealing with yourself. I think, as we get older, we're just like, it is what it is. We accept our good points, our bad points, and everything that is us. But here's a guy who's just coming to terms and accepting himself and acknowledging these things about himself. So, of course, I want people to just take away, I want people to really, in my heart of hearts, I want people to be I want the Christian community to be more tolerable, to be more understanding of different Christian struggles. I want people who are non-Christian to, of course, be entertained, but I want them to also understand that, we all know people are perplexed, and that's some things you can't put in a box. That's what I want.
What are your long-term goals for the series?
Well, first goal is we have one last episode in this trilogy right now, and that's going to be coming out real soon. We're just tweaking. And what it does is it serves as a climax because I want to springboard and do about six more episodes. But this was completely self-funded. This first three episodes are completely self-funded and funded off of just the kind people of Bed-Stuy and a lot of the businesses in Bed-Stuy that I want to give a shout-out to, like Brooklyn Swirl and Carlotta's and Simplicity Wine and Bar, just allowing us to utilize their spaces, for free. So basically, to do the next six episodes, we're going to do a big crowdfunding. And so all the viewers, I'm appreciative of all the viewers and every person who subscribes to the web series on YouTube, our web channel. But definitely the long-term goal is to do a couple more. I'm writing right now, and the funny is going to be more funnier. And, It's just going to be more outrageous, I think. I'm really excited for people to see it and fall in love with the show.